It is harvest season, harvest wrapping up right now in South Carolina, and Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers here to tell us all more how to stay safe on the roads alongside all of that big farm equipment. And it is out on the roads again right now, Commissioner, and it is a good idea for folks to take a moment to contemplate how we're going to handle and share the road.
Well, it is, and naturally this doesn't apply for those zooming down the interstates that much.
But right.
If you're like me and like to drive the back roads and the rural roads when possible, that is something we just want to remind everyone this time of year. There is a lot of, not a lot of congestion, but I guess with the size of the equipment that farmers are using, one piece of equipment is almost congestion. And, you know, I've been behind the wheel of a tractor with a wide implement behind it more than once, and always for the farmer, they have a responsibility as well. And most now, when I pass them, they have an escort truck behind them, you know, flashing the lights and things like that. So that's helpful. But, you know, there's not many roads in South Carolina that aren't crowded anymore, maybe a few around my house. But as people are out there going from place to place, you just have to be a little extra cautious this time of year.
Yeah, just about any road except a cul-de-sac is very likely to have some farm equipment on it at one time or another. And you make a good point. And let's take a look at both sides of the equation. What are some things that farmers should be keeping in mind as they're out on the roads this time of year with equipment?
Well, just as I said, safety equipment, all of the lights that should be operating to be a signal from a distance, that's a slow-moving piece of equipment. But as I said, most have gone to having a pickup truck driving behind with its flashes on, so that type of thing. Keeping an awareness. Just a month or so ago, there was an incident where I think a log truck was passing a combine, and the combine saw that the log truck was not as aware as he needed to be and literally sort of drove off into a ditch just to make sure that there was plenty of room for the person to pass. So luckily no one hurt, but those types of things happen, and sometimes there are injuries. So just maintaining an awareness by both the operator, the farmer operating it, his escort, if he has one, but then, you know, as our motorists are driving those roads, it's incumbent upon them to just keep a keen awareness as well.
Absolutely right. And harvest now, of course, in full swing, and some crops like peanuts being shelled, packaged, and delivered. And so those pieces of equipment are going to be out on the roads as well. Any other things you'd like to add, Commissioner?
Well, I guess the last thing we better add into this to the mix is patience. It's always important just to realize that if you have to slow down, it's not going to be too much time. So just have a little patience and, you know, drive off with a little greater appreciation for what the farmers are doing for them and how this great lifestyle of agriculture works.
That is exactly right. Some words of wisdom from South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers today. Do give those tractors and other implements plenty of room as you meet them on the roads this harvest season. With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.